Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Self Destruct. All right, that was Self-Destruct right there on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, if you were in the live feed, which started before the podcast started, I said I was going to fuck it up. And it sounded like it was all smooth, but I played the complete wrong song. I wanted to play a different Self-Destruct song. That was still screaming. But yes, in case you missed it, I am Andrew. How the fuck are you people doing? I am doing okay. Everyone pretty much locked in the house still. But, you know, nobody's like dead, so that's good. Nobody I know. But, yeah, so you motherfuckers all home from school, too. I got my kids downstairs playing Mortal Kombat. But, what the fuck are you guys doing with your vacation from work or school, if you have one? If you have one. I know plenty of people don't, but I know plenty of people that do. But, yeah, everything's shooken up. All the gigs are canceled, which totally sucks. So, I don't know. I'm hoping this wedding show goes through fine. And it seems like everything's fine. But, yeah. So, why don't we play some music? I don't know. What do you guys feel like hearing in the live thread? Give me some requests. It's hard to do this show because there's nothing going on. Like, I can't tell you about any shows and talk about them or say, hey, we're going to do this or hey, we just did that. Kind of just doing this to kill time. So why don't we listen to some of the Descendants with I'm Not a Loser.
Think that I'm a loser. I'm not a loser! Cruising on the boulevard, wasting mommy's cash while you're looking for the kicks on Friday night. While they go on live, it's a smoke cut joint. Decide how you're gonna get laid tonight. You're a fucking son of a bitch. You arrogant assholes. Your pants are too tight. You fucking homos. You suck. Mr. Buttfuck, you don't belong here.
All right, that was The Descendants coming off the first album with I'm Not a Loser. But, yeah, apparently Muggsy wants to hear, what is he? Oh, damn, I totally misread that. All right, Roger wants to hear. Muggsy wants to hear Rigor Mortis, Silent Scream. But I looked up the wrong song because I completely thought that said something else because my ass is dyslexic as fuck. But so since I brought up the wrong song, why don't we just play a dwarf song for the hell of it? Here's Skin Poppin' Slut.
Hey, hey, what's up? Skin Poppin' Slut. Hey, hey, what's up? Skin Poppin' Slut. Man, she don't let me fuck her. Back in front of her.
Yeah, I was thinking that was a Roger Murray song. I think I thought you were saying The Disasters, but here is Rigor Mortis with Silent Screams. Roger and the Disasters songs. Let's do, I guess we'll do Smash It Up.
Yeah.
All right, the Disasters right there. With which one was that? I forget which one that was. I wasn't paying attention. But I see, am I reading this right in the live feed? Did they close the liquor stores in Pennsylvania? I haven't heard that yet. Did they? Is that what you guys are saying? I see they closed them in Virginia. And I picked up a half gallon yesterday. So, Andrew, play some Violent Society. It's only your life. All right, so we could do some Violent Society. But what's going on with the liquor stores? This is important, people. This is important. But I did get a half gallon of Svedka, so I will survive the day.
How many people out there like to drink?
All right, we're going to get some Violent Society up next. Now, we would have a bunch of shows to promote for Pat Society if they were all still confirmed, but who knows? Everything up in the air thanks to the lovely coronavirus. But yeah, let's get to Violent Society. It's Only Your Life up next. Who wanted that? Joe? Here you go, Joe. That was Violent Society coming out of Philly right there. Let's stick with some street punk. Here's the Agrestics with Follow Me to Hell.
Follow me to hell. Follow me to hell. Follow me. We'll be right back.
All right, I want to hear some Yellow Stitches. We are going to do a twofer from Yellow Stitches, and we'll do like my favorite song first, and then we'll do another one. Here's Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard, followed up by the track Yellow Stitches. Yellow Stitches, coming off the Wrong Place, Wrong Time EP. We're going to a second one from them with their track Yellow Stitches. This is Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard.
Pogo City Radio.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Oh,
All right, those last two tracks were by the Yellow Stitches. We're going to head back to Jersey. Let's do the Bristles with Destroy. Are the head shops still open? Shit, I need pizza. That was fucking the Bristles right there coming out of Jersey. Now, all I've been doing is I did start a Corona fight with some Trump supporters. I did. I completely started it. Completely started
it. Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
They had it coming. They had it coming. But yeah. I don't know. I'm just curious. I mean, I put something on Facebook that said, I wasn't hoping to vote for Biden, but, like, I will vote for his ass right now. And people are like, fuck Biden, fuck Trump, fuck Biden, fuck Trump. I'm just curious, though, but, like only a fool can't see the lesser of two evils. Like, the dude with the boot on his head is not going to be the president, people. So I'm just saying, even if you're not going to vote, like, you have to realize that they're different and one of them's worse than the other. So when it's a choice of one or two, you can't pick three when it's just a choice of one or two. So, I mean, like, legitimately, who would be worse? It sucks that that's how life is. We got to pick who would be worse. But, I mean, that's what we're picking, who will be worse. They're not the exact same. Sorry. But, let's get back to the punk rock. Get back to the punk rock. I don't fucking have nothing queued up. Like I said, there's nothing going on. Nobody's doing anything. There's nothing to talk about. We can just talk about businesses closing and curfews getting earlier. That's what we can talk about. Let's do fucking just another young punk band, Abrasive Wheels, up next. We'll be right back. would be abrasive wheels right there. Now, see, just to clarify, I only get pissed off when I argue with stupid people, which is, like, admittedly so, stupid on my behalf as well. But, like Glenn, for example, from US Chaos, he's always in my little political posts, and he's always pro-Trump, but, like, he actually knows what he's talking about a little bit. I disagree with him, but he actually knows. So, like, I don't mind talking to him. I can't stand talking to people, for example, like, that have no idea what's going on whatsoever. I can't stand, like, I don't watch hockey. I have never watched a full hockey game in my entire life. So if I'm sitting there screaming about the fucking icing rule and how it's stupid, or that, like, fucking, I don't fucking know the rules of hockey. So if I sat here and, like, condemned them or praised them and I have no idea what I'm talking about, that's fucking stupid. And I feel like when I'm online, like, that's all the people that are talking about politics. They have no idea what's going on. But Glenn, for example, Republican, but actually knows what he's talking about. I disagree with him, but he actually knows what he's talking about. At least know what you're talking about. I will say it was funny. He said that, never mind. We'll get back to the punk rock. But he wants America to be ran by King Trump for all eternity, apparently. Let's get to the addicts. This one's for Glenn with Viva La Revolution.
Radio.
Hold the fuck on. Jesus fucking Christ. Here's the addicts, I hope.
Closet, come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters and lights to kill. Now with a bandit, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors, open your minds to a freedom of thought. Cast. This revolution won't be the last.
Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. Viva la revolution. We'll be right back.
Viva La Revolution, The Addicts. Yes. All right, now I'm going to get to some Defiance, right? And this is going to be a rarer Defiance track. This was found on, Europe 95 or Europe 94, Europe 97, Europe 90-something. It was a 7-inch. It was the first place you could find the track, No Future, No Hope. This was on the B-side. Here's Waste of Time, Defiance. Bitches. Defiance, Waste of Time. Now, I don't know. I still, to this day, I really identify with, like, the nihilistic nature of Defiance's lyrics. I don't know. The whole I hate everything and the fucking it's all worthless anyway. I do have that deep down inside me, I'm pretty sure. Deep in my little black heart. But yeah, I don't know, man. This virus, number one thing, man. Number one thing, cock block of the century, right? I don't know why we're cheering. I wish that was a boo noise. But yeah, cock block of the century. I think it was an agreement. Like, yeah, it's definitely sucks. Definitely sucks. We're just going to say it sucks. Had to cancel multiple appointments with multiple lovely young ladies. There is no more. Where did it all go? The tap, the well is dry. It is gone. Let's get to the Buzzcocks with Orgasm Addict, because, I mean, I'm kind of going through withdrawal right here.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting assault, but you still keep a beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kick casanova, you're a no Joseph. It's a live all up fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Christmas cakes, butchers, assistants and bellhops. You've had them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings. International women with no money hair. Ooh, so well you're asking in an alley and your voice ain't steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict.
The Buzzcocks. Orgasm Addict. Now, yeah, we got a Pogo City
wild card, bitches!
We got a Pogo City wild card queued up next for you. Now, you guys would have no idea how much I actually listen to this song, and it is plenty. And on top of that, the interview fucking Die Hipster Records did with me has come out. I know I said this like last time, but it didn't. Now it has. There was a problem, and it's fixed. So now the correct proper link will be in the About section. And he asked me what I was listening to while I was doing the interview. And this was one of the songs I was listening to. Now, I hope the sound quality is okay, because I'm watching the video on YouTube. If it's not, sucks to be you motherfuckers. But I love this hot redhead with the boobs around her throat and the bangs singing I Touch Myself by the Divinyls. So that's what we're playing next, bitches.
Wild card, bitches!
What? Yeah!
I'm
That's my favorite part right there. Which is like, that's my favorite part. That was the Pogo City wild card right there. The vinyls with I Touch Myself. So, yeah, hope you like that one. I know I liked the video portion that you lacked, but oh well. Shit happens sometimes, right? We're all on quarantine. What are you going to do? But I don't know what the hell to play. It's rough. I ain't got no co-hosts, got nobody to talk to, no shows coming up. I've played like all the disaster songs I could think of in the last show. So kind of just completely, I mean, every show we're firing from the hip, but I mean, there's just nothing going on. So there's nothing in my like head to like play. There's nothing to jog my memory and be like, oh, that band exists. So I don't know. Why don't we go to New York? We'll splash in some oi. Here's the Press with ASAP.
Why you standing there? Do you really care about the way I feel? Oh no, you just don't care. I like your style, I love the way you smile, and I think you look so sharp. What more do you want? You got me down on my knees. Ain't it enough to hear me begging you please? When I say I need you there, ASAP. Love. And right now isn't soon enough. Or do you see me when you walk down the street? And do you ever notice who is at your feet? And do you care? Oh no, you just don't care. But I ain't got time to wait. What more do you want? You got me down on my knees. Ain't it enough to hear me begging you please? When I say ASAP, you show me you care. ASAP, I need your love. And right now isn't soon enough. Oh.
The Press right there on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep the tracks rolling. Here's The Scarred with Drone.
I'm
Gold on Cleveland City Radio. Now, if you guys have the Podbean app, you can be listening to us live and joining in on that chat. And David's in there. And I think while I was talking about the Divinyls and I was describing, you know, a hot redhead with boobs around her throat, he said, I noticed, I didn't see this when I was talking, I saw in there, he thought I was talking about Revolt. But yes, all those characteristics also go towards Kay. So I was a bit of a cock tease, I feel like, with that one. So this one's for David. Here's Revolt with Masturbators. Was Revolt right there with Masturbators, and yeah, definitely I'm gonna have to go with In the Divinyls chick versus K, especially on that album cover. K definitely gonna win that one. K definitely gonna win that one. But yes, that was Revolt. And I said god damn, right? I said god damn. We got a few more for you, maybe like one, maybe two, if you're lucky. Before we get out of here, got to remind you to go over to pogocity.stream, check all 400 and something episodes out. Also go to facebook.com/pogocityradio, at pogocityradio on Instagram and Stitcher and fucking everywhere else, Twitter, Podbean, all those fucking things. Type in Pogo City Radio and you will find us, especially over at YouTube, so go subscribe, like that channel, whatever the fucking term is, and tell your motherfucking friends. Now, I've been saying I'm going to put some new videos up on there. I put a bunch up, but not since I said I was going to put more up. But just go check them out anyway. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I'll put new ones up. Maybe. Maybe. I'm just going to dive through all the recordings and act like we're at new shows. That's what I'll do. Post videos that I've never posted before and act like we're at new shows. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. But why don't we get out of here? Now, we're not getting out of here yet. We're going to play a couple more. We'll play a couple more. But fucking, I don't know. I just said butt fucking. I don't know what bands to play. So then let's just like default to New Jersey. Here's the Cuffs with Bottoms Up.
Sweat I give, working days and drinking nights, the way I wanna live. Talk-
All right, that was the Cuffs right there with Bottoms Up. Now, I remember the first time I ever saw Blank 77, the Cuffs actually opened up. It was Blank 77, the Cuffs, and it was Bomb Squadron's only reunion show they did, and they had both singers. They played like literally every single song they had, because there's only like 14 anyway, except for one. They did not play one of the songs I like a lot, because it's one of those songs where, like, oh, this song sucks. Fucking what's it? Chaos and Disorder. They pretty much played every song they had, and they played one of them twice. But yeah, it was an awesome lineup. It was a Cuffs reunion show too, and I don't know if it was the first Blank show back, but it was like one of the first Blank shows back, if not the very first one. I don't really fucking know. And I was definitely not old enough to be in the club, though. It was funny, and it was a good time. Now, let's get to some Blanks. And we got, you know, we're going to do three more. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I just talked about Blanks and the fucking Bomb Squadron. So we're going to play both those bands, and maybe we'll keep the third band secret. It's just a regular band, though. So let's get to some Blank 77 before we say goodbye. And fuck it, let's do Suburbia. I've been muted this whole goddamn motherfucking time. Andrew, you are an idiot. I'm going to have to cut that out of the podcast. Sorry, live listeners, if you heard me through the unmuted mic. I'm going to repeat everything I just said. All right, that was Blank 77 right there. And we can't promote any of their shows because everything is postponed or canceled. Eve Fest, which was going to be their 90-minute set, that is postponed, but it is going to happen someday. But before that, I was talking about Bomb Squadron, and I think back about this show, and it's definitely one of those shows where it's like, I remember it, and it's like, that was the greatest show ever, like, of my youth. It was one of those. Definitely one of those. And I remember, because I was only, like, fucking, I just got my license, so I was, like, 16. That's why we were able to drive to the show. It was at Philly. It was in Philly. at some bar. I don't even fucking remember where it was, but the place was fucking huge and it was packed and it was disgusting and it was filthy and it was awesome. But yeah, I jumped on stage during this song and I put my arm around Fat Dave during like the bridge, which is awesome, by the way. And not putting your arm around Fat Dave, the bridge. I mean, putting your arm around Fat Dave is actually kind of sweaty. But yeah, but I did. I jumped on there and I see him looking at me like, who the fuck is this motherfucker jumping on my back, singing this song like he knows me? But yeah, we are going to get to Bomb Squadron up next. Dave on vocals. Here's Flick and Duckies.
There's a place to send it to. If you drink, I'll hang with you. It don't take much to start a fight, 'cause we all came to drink tonight. Bump the stairs, our favorite songs. Grab a beer and sing along. Get that bottle to my mouth. I will not forget the sound.
Squadron right there. Bomb Squadron. That shit was awesome. But yes, yes, yes. All right, we are going to get out of here. Apparently, my children have finished playing Mortal Kombat. So I have things to do now, apparently. So we're going to get out of here with one more. Remember, go over to pogocity.stream. Remember, go over to the YouTube. Subscribe to that. Find us on Instagram at pogocityradio. Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio as well. I was talking about like disaster songs and songs that are fitting to be played. And I thought of one more, kind of. We're going to get out of here with it. Here's the New York Relics, the NY Relics with Paranoia. Catch you guys next time.
They won't. Imagine. party's over.